Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Well, the world's gone mad, if you ask me. Every dog and his mother heading for the park or the beach, forgetting about the home and all it's done for us recently. No fur off my back. The AA helps me there. Looking after house and contents, freeing me up to work on my swimming stroke. That doggy paddle isn't as easy as it looks, you know.
For added peace of mind, when you're working from home, the AA provides cover for home office equipment. And right now, you can get €60 off your home insurance when you purchase online at theaa.ie. Who's got clever home insurance? Minimum premium of €218 applies. €60 off online. New business policies only. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. AA Ireland Limited Trading as AA Insurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
This is one third of life. The Sleep Time Podcast. When you're so wrapped up in your own thoughts that you can't unwind, this is the companion that will talk you to sleep. The music we're listening to right now is "Everyone's Got Problems That Aren't Mine," written by Chris Zabriskie. So remember, dear listener, sleep is a natural part of life. You don't have to force it. You just need to let it happen. So listen on and sleep well. Sleep is a naturally recurring state of body and mind, characterized by altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activity, inhibition of nearly all voluntary muscles, and reduced interactions with surroundings. Is distinguished from wakefulness by a decreased ability to react to stimuli, but it is more easily reversed than the state of being comatose. Sleep occurs in repeating periods in which the body alternates between two highly distinct modes known as non-REM and REM sleep. patients, including virtual paralysis of the body. During sleep, most systems are in an anabolic state, helping to restore the immune, nervous, skeletal, and muscular systems. The internal circadian clock promotes sleep daily at night, however, sleep patterns vary among individuals. In the last century, artificial light has substantially altered sleep timing in industrialized countries. The diverse purposes and mechanisms of sleep are the subject of substantial ongoing research. Sleep seems to assist with improvements in the body and mind. Research in the 21st century is investigating whether sleep is a period of maintenance for removing metabolic waste compounds from the brain. A well-known feature of sleep is the dream, an experience typically recounted in narrative form, which resembles waking life while in the process, but which usually can later be distinguished as fantasy. Sleep is sometimes confused with unconsciousness, but is quite different in terms of the thought process. Humans may suffer from various sleep disorders, including dysomnias such as insomnia, hypersomnia, narcolepsy, and sleep apnea. Parasomnias, such as sleepwalking and REM behavior disorder. Bruxism and circadian rhythm sleep disorders. Sleep is divided into two broad types: rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, REM and non-REM sleep are so different that physiologists classify them as distinct behavioral states. Sleep occurs in cycles of approximately 90 minutes. This rhythm is called the ultradian sleep cycle. Sleep proceeds in cycles of non-REM and REM. Normally, physiological indicators in sleep include EEG of brainwaves, collection of these measurements is called polysomnography and can be performed in a specialized sleep laboratory. Sleep increases the sensory threshold. In other words, sleeping persons perceive fewer stimuli. However, they can generally still respond to loud noises and other salient sensory events. Awakening can mean the end of sleep, or simply a moment to survey the environment and readjust body position before falling back asleep. Sleepers typically awaken from slow wave sleep soon after the end of a REM phase, or sometimes in the middle of REM. Internal circadian indicators, along with successful reduction of homeostatic sleep need, typically bring about the awakening and the end of the sleep episode. Today, many humans wake up with an alarm clock. Some people, however, can reliably wake themselves up at a specific time with no need for an alarm. Many sleep quite differently on work days versus days off, a pattern which can lead to chronic circadian desynchronization. Many people regularly look at television and other screens before going to bed, a factor which may exacerbate this mass circadian disruption. Beginning with the thalamus and spreading throughout the cortex. During a night's sleep, a small portion is usually spent in a waking state. As measured by the electroencephalography, young females are awake for 0 to 1% of the larger sleeping period. Young males are awake for 0 to 2%. Especially in the later cycles. second. 10% in the third. 12% in the fourth. And 13 to 14%. Scientific studies on sleep have shown that sleep stage at awakening is an important factor in amplifying sleep inertia. Alarm clocks involving sleep stage monitoring appeared on the market in 2005. Using technologies such as EEG electrodes or accelerometers, these alarm clocks are supposed to wake people only from light sleep. Sleep timing is controlled by the circadian clock. Sleep wake homeostasis. Certain bounds, built behavior. The circadian clock and inner timekeeping, temperature fluctuating, enzyme other mechanisms. Circadian timing, known as process C, is cyclical, based on the time of day. Sleep awake homeostasis or process S operates on a more absolute scale. The circadian process is thought to counteract the homeostatic drive for sleep during the day. In diurnal animals, and to enable it at night, humans are also influenced by aspects of social time. When other people are awake, the hours when work is required, the time on the clock, etc., etc., etc. Time zones, standard time, used to unify the timing for people in the same area. respond only approximately to the natural rising and setting of the sun. Biologically, the most important human circadian clock currently known to science is a dense cluster of neurons in the suprachiasmic measures the time of day, primarily based on input from outside light signals. An organism whose circadian clock exhibits a regular rhythm corresponding to outside signals is said to be entrained. The rhythm so established persists even if the outside signals suddenly disappear. If you take an entrained human and put them in a bunker with constant light or darkness, they will continue to experience rhythmic increases and decreases of body temperature and melatonin. On a period which slightly exceeds 24 hours, scientists refer to such conditions as free running of the circadian rhythm. Under natural conditions, light signals regularly adjust this period downward so that it corresponds better with the exact 24 hours of an Earth day. The SCN has the ability to synchronize the intrinsic timekeeping capabilities of other tissue. Contradictory to the previously accepted consensus in the field that the SCN was the only rhythmic tissue. The SCN creates the rhythmic pattern through a feedback loop of protein transcription. The cycle involves two phases: the transcription of the period gene and the cryptochrome initiated by clock ARNTL. clock. ARNTL and NPAS2. Of a Restorative Sleep episode. Sleepiness increases during the night. REM sleep occurs more during circadian cycle, whereas slow wave sleep occurs relatively independently of circadian time. The internal circadian clock is profoundly in light. Since these are its main clues about what time it is, exposure to even small amounts of light during the night can suppress melatonin secretion, increase ability. Short pulses of light at the exact right moment in the circadian cycle can significantly reset the internal clock. Exerts the strongest effect, leading to concerns that electronic media use before bed may interfere with sleep. Modern humans often find themselves synchronized from their internal circadian clock due to the requirements of work, especially night shifts, long distance travel, and the influence of widespread indoor lighting. Sleep debt or feel sleepy, people can have difficulty staying asleep at the peak of their circadian cycle. Conversely, they can have difficulty waking up cycle. A healthy young adult entrained to the sun will, during most of the year, fall asleep a few hours after sunset, experience body temperature minimum at 6 a.m. and wake up a few hours after sunrise. In polyphasic sleep, an organism sleeps at multiple times during a 24-hour cycle. Monophasic sleep occurs all at once. experimental conditions. Humans tend to alternate more frequently between sleep and wakefulness, exhibiting more polyphasic sleep.
Sleep quality disrupts.
subjective sleep quality. Intone refers to a sense of being rested and regenerated after awaking from sleep. A study speaking, the longer an organism is awake, the more it feels a need to sleep. And this driver of sleep is called process S. The balance between sleeping and waking is regulated by a process called homeostasis, induced or perceived lack of sleep is commonly called sleep deprivation. Processes is driven by the depletion of glycogen and accumulation of adenosine in the forebrain that disinhibits the ventrolateral preoptic nucleus, allowing for inhibition of the ascending reticular activating system. Sleep deprivation tends to cause slower brain waves in the frontal cortex, shortened by attention span, higher anxiety, impaired memory, and a grouchy mood. Conversely, a well-rested organism tends to have improved memory and mood. In humans, sleep deprivation has been studied up to 11 days, during which the subjects are more likely to gain weight. Sleep debt is the effect of not getting enough sleep. A large debt causes fatigue, both mental and physical. Sleep debts result in diminished abilities to perform high-level cognitive functions. Neurophysiological and functional imaging studies have demonstrated that frontal regions of the brain are particularly responsive to homeostatic sleep pressure. Scientists do not agree on how much sleep debt it is possible to accumulate, whether it is maximum sleepiness. After 30 hours of waking, it is likely that children are sleeping less than previously in Western societies. One neurochemical indicator of sleep debt is adenosine, a neurotransmitter that inhibits many of the bodily processes associated with wakefulness. Adenosine level increase in the cortex and basal forebrain during prolonged wakefulness and decrease during the sleep recovery period, potentially acting as a homeostatic regulator of sleep. Coffee and caffeine temporarily block the effect of adenosine. Prolong sleep latency and reduce total sleep time and quality. I hope that by now you're well in your sleep. Next week with another episode of One Third of Life to help you relax and slip.